This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, How Did We Miss That? You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. We're exploring the obvious clues that we sometimes overlook, mistakes that we make that could have been avoided. How does this happen? Sometimes we don't question things because they are written down. It's on the record, so it must be true. When Netta Freya was 13, an entry was added to her medical chart because she had a strange reaction to an antibiotic.
I just remember being in my house and looking down on my legs, and they were itchy, and I had red hives all over them. And then from then on, I had a penicillin allergy in my medical chart. It just followed me everywhere I went.
About 30 million Americans have a documented penicillin allergy, and that means for them, most of the commonly prescribed antibiotics are off limits.
So in essence, the first line choice for most of our very common infections are not an option anymore. And so a person with a penicillin allergy often has to get second line antibiotics or even much broader spectrum, more powerful antibiotics that can have lots of very powerful and bad side effects.
Netta is a family medicine doctor now, and she saw this allergy note pop up on patients' charts often. Then her son was diagnosed with a penicillin allergy.
He had just like an ear infection and was on amoxicillin.
So, like, when I was 4, I had a rash because I was taking penicillin.
Just a red, bumpy rash all over his body. And as in most cases, that's enough for the person to be told, okay, you're allergic to penicillin. And that went right on his chart, too.
But it turns out that
neither of us is allergic to penicillin.
How did you find that out?
So I think, as is so often the case in parenthood, I was more invested in my son's long-term well-being than I was in my own. And I thought, you know, I really don't want him to have this label on his chart. I don't want this world of potentially excellent medications to not be available to him for the rest of his life. And so I took him to see an allergist.
So I went to the doc, a nice woman, and she told me, like, what was going to happen.
And he went through a pretty simple skin testing procedure. They gave him one pill of amoxicillin afterwards when he passed the skin test, and he didn't have a reaction. So that label was totally taken off of his chart. He is not allergic to penicillin.
Netta went through the same skin test and got the same result. And as she dug into more research, she found out this is really common.
We've actually learned in medicine that 95% of people who have a reported penicillin allergy are not allergic to penicillin.
She said that reaction she had as a teenager, that itchy rash, could have been from anything. Also, people sometimes outgrow these allergies. So what should physicians, and I'm thinking it's probably most likely primary care physicians who should know about this, what should physicians do differently?
I think one of the most important things is that when we see that penicillin allergy on a patient's chart, to ask more questions about it. We often treat that allergy tab as if it's written in stone, whereas other parts of the chart we're constantly updating and things are coming off and being added on. We should view that allergy tab with that same fluidity. So ask more questions. What actually happened? How old were you? In some cases, the reaction really is severe. They might have had their skin slough off of their body. That's serious, and that warrants more of like a closer investigation. But if it was that they had hives when they were 13, like me, then we could actually really think about sending them for testing and maybe taking that off of their chart.
And not having or being able, in quotes, to take those medications can have some pretty serious drawbacks, right?
Absolutely. There have actually been a number of studies that have shown that people with a reported penicillin allergy have a higher risk of really serious complications, like, for example, MRSA, that resistant staph infection, also C. diff or Clostridium difficile colitis, which can make a person incredibly sick. People with penicillin allergy have a higher risk of those kinds of infections. And so it's not a harmless thing to just kind of linger in your history for years and years.
And what's the reason for those bigger infections? Is that because they were treated with stronger antibiotics along the way?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Netta Freya is an internal medicine physician and host of the Primary Care Reviews and Perspectives podcast.